Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ, Shir number 85. That's Be'ez Pnimi Joint Shir, Shir number 85. This is the last Shir based on the book Marital Intimacy by Avraham Peretz Friedman. And Be'ez Hashem will go to another book of his, a beautiful book called Setting a Table for Two, Enhancing Relationships and Adhering and Achieving Intimacy. But we're going to be Messiah this Sefer now. And we started talking about a fascinating concept. We mentioned Oina, which is the premise of this entire book. And then we talked about, quickly, the Inyan Apru Revu, the mitzvah to have children. We also mentioned from Yaakov Endem, Siddur, Sefer Chassidim, the Ramban, Arachayim HaKadosh, Reishis Chachma Shar Kedusha, all of these and other sources that explain how the physical union done the right way between a husband and wife, the parents could actually produce a child that is more conducive to righteousness and to a lot of tremendous bracha in their makeup, in their spiritual makeup, in their overall disposition, and so on and so forth. But we're going to talk now a separate aspect of how the correct observance of Mrs. Oina after childbirth, we're not relating to children right now, even the mitzvah Oina between parents, how it affects their children that are already older, 6, 7, 8, 9, even their teenage children, how their Oina, their own private Oina, affects them in a positive way is also extremely important. This is something that's often very rarely emphasized. But this is really what happens, because the goal of Oina, yes, it's supposed to be private. We talked, and we're not going to get into it now, about what yes and what no pertaining to sharing a personal affection in front of children, what yes, what no, separate parasha. But the idea being is that the Oina may be private, but it creates a certain devek, a unity between husband and wife that's not private. In other words, if this home is filled with this devek, v'davak v'ishtay, the right way, the unity of wife and husband the right way, then it fills up the entire home, this v'davak, where the children, whether young children, whether teenagers, sense within the home a tranquility, a stability, a fidelity, which means trustworthiness, contentment, confidence, all of these beautiful ideals are filled with this devek of v'davak b'ishtoy, and creates a calmness and a tranquilness in the entire home, which is much more equipped to produce happier and more content children than it would be if chalila it would be a turbulent home. So mitzvahs Oina affects the nature and the nurture of the child's creation and development. The nature, with the physical union affecting the child in a positive way when done rightly. And then the nurturing of how you, as Ashpa, through Oina, indirectly create a stability and a warmness and a solid grounding between the children. As the husband and wife are being mekayim this mitzvah privately the right way. Brings down to conclude that Rav Zarech Edelet said that just like one must be well-versed and know well the laws of Nida, the Hilchos Nida, so too one must be fluent in the laws of Oina. The laws of Oina, the details of Oina, of how to use this expression the right way between a husband and a wife. And therefore, it's brought down in Pelayoyetz, a Zion, probably underneath Zivig, I'm assuming, that every person should be careful in the matters of intimacy and should not be ashamed to speak about it when it's important to talk about relations between husband and wife in honor of Hashem. And that's healthy. We talked about, through the Shiurim here, about the benefit of observing the Torah law that governs the sexual conduct between a husband and a wife. Now, again, it has nothing to do with our positive results because it's positive regardless. We trust Hashem. Hashem commanded us to keep mitzvahs. We don't need any other motivation. But for the fact that he does show us sometimes that extra ahava, that extra love towards us, we have to recognize it and appreciate it for what it is. A matnas chinam, a free gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Chazal refer to marital intimacy by using the word derech eretz. Sigmar Ervin, Dav Kuf Amibes. What does derech eretz generally mean? It means a politeness, a refined behavior, good manners. Now, why is that connected to marital intimacy? Is because, very simply, the good manners, the midas taivas, the derech eretz, is required to overcome many powerful emotions like jealousy, like anger, like impatience, like sadness, to mention a few of them, to show it menoyam with a certain pleasantness, agreeable behavior. And the proper observance of Aina, particularly by a man, is to hold in some of his powerful instincts, to direct them in order to please his wife, in order to satisfy his wife, which requires sensitivity and attention to his wife's needs and desires, to determine how a husband and wife will be intimate, not based on solely his libido or his urges, but based on what the marriage needs as a whole and what's needed for the woman in particular. That's such an important concept. That's the essence of Derech Eretz, and that's why this sexual connection is connected to the midah of Derech Eretz. Another aspect is that it's brought down with research that 70% of all troubled marriages suffer from some form of sexual dysfunction as a cause or a symptom for the breakdown of a marriage. It usually is not the cause. It usually is a symptom. It's usually a symptom. And it's not to dishearten people. There are people who, if they currently have sexual dysfunction in any way, a lot of it could be remedied physically, and then emotionally and spiritually. But even when it's not the way it used to be, or there are still issues, it can be overcome. And even if there is technically some sexual dysfunction or discomfort there, when they're both committed, it can be extremely healthy, extremely pleasing, an extremely satisfying sexual relationship in the most positive way altogether, in the most positive way. The idea is, though, it cannot be discounted. The sexual relationship connection is key to the whole husband-wife relationship, because they react in many different ways to be happy. Many marriages, second ones, means that they work out things harmoniously with each side of things. And a healthy, essential, indispensable ingredient of a total marriage relationship is the physical intimacy. It's not to be neglected at all. It's very, very important. It's a component in every marriage. When Hashem decides it should be removed, whenever it is, that's when it shifts. But ultimately, it's for every single marriage. The Ra'ah, which is Ra'ah and Halevi, brings a difference between someone who does an act being aware that it's a mitzvah or not. Now, here you have to be very careful, because when you say you're mekayim the mitzvah of oina towards your wife and wife towards the husband with the rabbanan obligations of it, the mitzvah does not detract and does not take away the humanness of it. There needs to be a love specifically between husband and wife and husband in a very special way. There's no question about it, but the mitzvah, bringing Hashem into it, creates a spiritual protection that accompanies the marriage to function well in this mitzvah, in this area of life. Marital intimacy is a component of every marriage. All couples that are healthy are intimate. How they regard intimacy, that they can work through together. If they go overboard one way, they become overindulgent and they remain unprotected and vulnerable. And they get into a very confusing world. It's very important to protect themselves from. But otherwise, it is the greatest bracha in the world. It is sacred. And the way the Torah writes about physical intimacy, marital intimacy between husband and wife, in the Torah, in the Gemara, in Chazal, they inspire not embarrassment, chas v'shalom, not shame, chas v'shalom, but rather tremendous, deep respect. When Abba ben Yamin, in the Gemara Brachis, Daf Hei Amud Beis, he said that I've always careful that I should daven before my bed. Tfilasi samach lemitasi. My prayers should be before my bed. There are many explanations of this. But the idea being is Rabbi Binyamin said, I don't want to distinguish between holy and profane, between Kadosh and Chulin. They're all the same for me. I'm not going to make things into compartments. This prayer, which is good, and then this profane Chulin, which is the bedroom activities or marital intimacy. Rabbi Binyamin did not see it this way. Marital intimacy is Kadosh, it's not unholy. He always chetei tvilasi samach lemitasi. He always prayed before his bed. The bed meaning marital intimacy. There's a union between the tefillah that he davens to Hashem day in and day out and the physical union between husband and wife. The contemplation of his own bed, there's no shame there. No husband, no wife should be ashamed at all. Of them yearning together to work through that the mitzvah's ayna should be enhanced and beautiful and connected that way. There should be zero shame in that area. Private setting, yes. Tzenua, refined manner, yes. But the idea of them both working together towards that goal, to remain intimate and strongly intimate, no shame whatsoever in that. It is a praise. It is a great thing in Klal Yisrael. That's the Shem Shemayim aspect that's healthy to stand. La'olam ul'ol me'ad. Rav Kahana went under Rebbe's bed to learn instruction on how to handle the right way, how a yid's supposed to conduct himself in bed, in the physical, intimate aspects of things. And again, one needs to be very careful. I learned Mesillas Yesharim many times, Baruch Hashem, still need to learn it again. And in Precious, he does mention there of separating himself from certain pleasures, including sexual pleasures, that there was some Tanoim, he mentions the name of one Tana, that basically did it very, very quickly, obviously with the consent of his wife, otherwise he would not be allowed to do this, but with his wife's consent, to do it very quickly and in a way that just minimizes the taiva completely and just do what you have to do and finished. But then there are others, like Rav. Rav Kahana was a Talmud, and it was clear, to put it just bluntly, he was enjoying himself. Opposite of that Tana that did it in a way just to decrease the enjoyment, here it was an increase of enjoyment. That's the healthier Mahalach in this Dar for sure. The Tavlin, the spice of the Yetzirah, that when you add that spice in the right measure, small amounts, it dramatically alters the taste of the food in a better way. It enriches it. So too with Taira. It enriches the quality of one's life by refining the person, by ennobling that person. So that's a very, very important insight. We finished the book, Marital Intimacy, by Avraham Peretz Friedman. We're going to go into a second book of his called Setting a Table for Two, Enhancing Relationships and Achieving Intimacy. Also an extremely wise, important book that we are going to go into, Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha Natzlacha.